This is John Lindstrom, reading my poem, Thunder and Lilies. 4:30 Thursday morning, and the atmosphere rips, shudders, and blows over the city, patters the window, booms close enough to make something in the ceiling buzz. I think again of ancestors who immigrated from Osterjotland's woods and speckled lakes, seeking better rootage, to New Sweden, state of Iowa, land of sky and grass and tar paper shacks, nothing they knew to build a home with. Imagine the heavy wetness and crash of a thunderstorm in a sod house. They took a name, a cipher evoking a stream that flows through blue flax blossoms. Linseed cultivation was not for this new world. Grandpa Lindstrom recalled the subsequent Nebraska farm, the nightly chore of irrigation. He'd lift the wooden check to loose the water from the co-op's ditch, then walk to the bottom of the cornfield to lie below the swaying stalks and stars and wait for the trickling water to reach his ears and wake him. Tonight, the sky in New York roars. Grandpa is dying in suburban Illinois, and smart people tell me we might not survive the atmospheric effects of our machines, of a kind of hunger. Could that dreaming boy beneath the stars, on a farm that ran without electric lights, have contemplated such a thing? His father would die soon after from a heart attack. He would be the one to leave for college, then seminary, and when he married in Illinois, no family from Nebraska came. I knew him as a gardener, a lover of hostas and lilies, who planted much and hopefully, who in thunderstorms would think of the rain and remind us that the plants would be glad